You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
International Desk.
Our go.
Zoran Mamdani has all but won the Democratic primary in New York City after key competitor Andrew Cuomo conceded the race. Mamdani will now be the Democratic candidate for New York City mayor. His campaign was built on cost of living, where Mamdani presented himself as an authentic Democratic socialist grassroots campaign leader. His message carried him past Cuomo, who, with significant corporate and establishment Democrat backing, was the key favourite from early on in the race. I spoke to 95BFM reporter and South Asia correspondent Sanat Singh about Mamdani's win, what this means for the communities he represents, and where to from here. Why has there been so much support for Mamdani, not just within New York City, but on a global scale?
So I think, you know, we've had two elections now where Donald Trump and Donald Trump's style of fascism and authoritarianism and right-wing politics has won, and that's all been a response to, you know, what has been a failure of global capitalism ever since the global financial crisis in 2008. So since 2008, liberals and left-wing politics, especially in the United States, has been looking for an answer to appeal to working-class voters. And suddenly you have this charismatic, young, 33-year-old socialist in New York City who's an immigrant, who's promising to deliver these things that, you know, only 10 years ago or maybe 5 years ago or even 3 years ago were being called radical, but now New Yorkers of every size, shape, and color and voting background are interested in it. That's an amazing achievement, and it finally provides a little beacon of hope in a world that just was struggling to respond to that sort of fascism.
What does it mean for the communities Mamdani represents that he won the primary as an Indian, Ugandan, and Muslim man?
I think it does two things. I think, number one, you know, culturally, New York City has always been a city that has been built off the, you know, labor of hardworking immigrants ever since its inception, right? It's famously one of the most diverse cities in the world, where immigrants of all backgrounds have come together and have built communities and have started businesses and have raised families. I think the fact that Mamdani, who's an Indian, he's a Ugandan, he's a Muslim man, you know, the fact that he comes from such a rich tapestry of communities that are all represented in New York means that these communities feel like they are a part of that tapestry. So much of the conversation around who's American and who deserves to be in America these days seems to revolve around these really, you know, regressive anti-immigrant sentiments. But with Mamdani, this represents something that has been needed in that conversation, which is these immigrants are just as much Americans and New Yorkers as the rest of us. And not only can they raise families and work really hard and start businesses, they can run for political office. They can shape the political conversation. And I think that does a really great thing in empowering those communities. But I think the second thing is that it demonstrates just how broad of an appeal Mamdani has, because being a Ugandan Indian Muslim man in this sort of environment is not a politically feasible thing, or at least that's what the Democratic establishment thought. But he's able to be out here and demonstrate something that moves beyond that politics of race and identity, right? A politics that affects the working class.
Does this signal a shift in American politics, or at the very least for the Democratic Party?
I think it definitely does. It provides a blueprint to progressives all across the country and the Democratic Party to say, hey, this is how you can run really successful campaigns, and this is how you can win elections that you need to in order to get the policies that you need. And that's really important because, as I said before, the Democratic establishment has been looking for an answer to Donald Trump. They've been looking for an answer to appeal to voters that they have lost over subsequent years of just failing to deliver on the things they promised for and campaign on. With Mamdani, you know, one of the really key things is during his organizing and his grassroots campaign, he was out there talking to people who had voted for Trump in the last election. In fact, New York saw some of the largest gains in Trump voters, especially across immigrant communities. He was able to bring those voters back to him. In fact, he performed best with Hispanic, Latino, and Asian communities across the city, voters that had gone to Trump in the last presidential election. So this signals a shift in American politics and the Democratic Party, because it provides a blueprint for how to win those voters back and how to actually, you know, campaign on policies and talk and listen to voters that, you know, the Democratic Party has been leaking for years.
Mamdani actually hasn't been elected mayor yet, but could this momentum signal future successes for his campaign?
So Mamdani's campaign so far has been about the Democratic mayoral primary, which in every mayoral election in the past has usually been a sure through way of getting to the mayoralty, right? You win the Democratic primary, and then, you know, you're automatically guaranteed the mayor because no one wants a Republican mayor in New York, apparently. The political environment is a bit different this time, though. Andrew Cuomo, who conceded the Democratic primary, could still run as an independent. Eric Adams, who's the current mayor of New York and has been embattled by a lot of corruption charges, is also running as an independent. And you then have the Republican nominee as well. So this is also not ranked choice voting. It's a first-past-the-post election. Person with the most votes wins. So it's a different environment, and it will be a different race. And obviously Mamdani has pushed himself forward and his team forward as great campaigners. They are able to mobilize a base and energize young voters, especially to get out and vote. Those two things, you know, his ability to appeal to voters that commonly the Democratic Party establishment has abandoned, and B, to especially appeal to young voters to care about this election, are what's going to give him the momentum he needs to win this election. But ultimately, the campaign is going to be quite a long and grueling one. So the fight's not over yet, but Mamdani still has long, and Mamdani has a long way to go.
As you've kind of mentioned earlier, Mamdani ran as a proud democratic socialist. How likely is it that he's going to be able to implement these policies that he's running on?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, look, the last most prominent example of democratic socialism in America on a national stage, you know, has been Bernie Sanders and his presidential campaigns in 2016 and 2020. Now, he's been standing on a lot of the policies that Mamdani's been talking about for a very long time. I think the difference, the key difference with Mamdani's campaign is not only his, you know, ability to, you know, organize and bring people together around a common message, but the fact that he has scoped out his power and influence really well. With the presidential campaigns of Bernie Sanders, he's trying to advocate for these things on a national level. That's a sprawling campaign and operation, and it's really hard to get the sort of coalition that you need to back you. With something like local government, suddenly you have a far more focused and intent and purpose-filled campaign and platform upon which you're going to try and govern. So yes, New York City is a massive city. It has an incredibly complex bureaucracy and a lot of different rules and interactions with the federal and state governments that could make or pose complications to Mamdani's platform. But the fact that he's not running for a national level office means that he's got the influence necessary to realistically achieve the things that he's trying to achieve. Not only that, his plans have really scoped out what the mayor of New York City is able to do as opposed to the city council of New York. And a lot of the policies that are his platform is built on directly apply to the power that a mayor has to affect that change. So it's very doable. He's a great campaigner as well, and half of governing is really just campaigning, building coalitions, building social proof. So the fact that he can do that also probably makes his platform really achievable as well.
With all these considerations, do you think Mamdani could be an antidote to those who are exhausted by President Trump?
Yeah, for sure. I think, like, more broadly, he's an antidote to what we've been seeing in American politics since, you know, 2008, since Obama's election, really, which is not only a dangerous apathy to the things that matter to people, or, you know, the decisions that matter to people, but, you know, a combat or an answer to the cynicism that has taken root in American politics, which is that these politicians are held to their donors and they don't work in the interests of people. The fact that Mamdani has won such a high-profile election off the back of a grassroots campaign that has not been supported by any super PACs or billionaire donors, to me, indicates that it is very realistic and possible to give people an alternative, to give people an opportunity to advocate for a different sort of politics, a politics that doesn't look like the past, but looks like the future. And that's what Mamdani has been able to pitch. And that's really what is needed in order to answer the threat of what Donald Trump means for American democracy and the Republic, because Donald Trump represents exactly what has been happening in the last however many years to get American politics to this stage. Mamdani represents what could be possible in the future.
That was 95BFM reporter and South Asia correspondent Sanat Singh on Zoran Mamdani's historic lead in the New York City Democratic primary.
International Desk on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.